1 John chapter number 2, verse number 7, the Bible says, "Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment which you had from the beginning. The old commandment is the word which you have heard from the beginning. Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past and the true light now shineth. He that saith he is in the light and hateth his brother is in darkness even until now. He that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. But he that hateth his brother is in darkness and walketh in darkness and knoweth not whither he goeth, because that darkness has blinded his eyes." Father, we love you tonight, and I thank you for this tonight, this word. Lord, I pray tonight that you guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Lord, tonight as I've come unprepared, Lord, I pray that you prepare this word. I pray it goes forth, Father. I thank you tonight that I don't stand in my own liberty, but I stand in your liberty tonight. Father, as we talk about a major change that's in our life tonight, Lord, I thank you for the book of 1 John. Lord, I thank you that at one time in John's life, he was the son of thunder, and Lord God, he wanted to call fire down like Elijah did, and he wanted to destroy people. Hey, but he got to a place in his life that he fell in love with you, Father. And Lord God, your mercy and your grace and what you did in his life, Father God, as he walked with you, Father God, he got out of that place of his life and he got to a place where he said, "Father God, I pray that they find grace, they find mercy, they find rest, and they find peace." Lord, tonight, I pray we're walking out of darkness into light tonight. Lord, I pray you guard my throat and guard my thoughts. Let everything I say be all about you and nothing about me. I ask it tonight in Jesus' most holy, precious name, and all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated tonight. Tonight, as we look into the text, we see that as we come here in the book of 1 John, that John wrote and said, "Brethren." And you got to understand that tonight he's talking about the brethren tonight when he comes there. He said, and he wrote and he said, "Brethren," and he's talking to the saved. Now, when we come to 1 John, he's not talking to lost people. He's talking to saved people, people that have been born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ. And he says tonight, he says, there is a major change that comes when a person is saved. You know, tonight, it don't come for some and not for others. A major change comes in everybody's life when they get saved. And tonight, when he says that major change, when it happens in a believer's life, there's two major changes that take place in a person's life. Now, I want to say this tonight. When these two changes take place, I understand tonight that these two changes, they may take a little time, but there's a process that you're going through. There's a process that I'm walking through. And there's a process that you're walking through. And I want to address them two major changes that are in a person's life. Number one tonight, as we see in verse number 7, he says, "Brethren, I write no new commandment unto you, but an old commandment." He says it's an old commandment that I'm giving you. And number one tonight, the first major change that is in a person's life tonight is this, that they go from darkness to light. They get out of the darkness and they start going to the light. Friends, tonight, if you're saved, the Bible says that we do not walk in darkness, but we walk in light. You know tonight that you, as born-again believers tonight, hey, yes, we do sin. Yes, we do mess up. But the difference in a saved person and a lost person when they sin, a saved person can't get away with it. There's something on the inside, which is the Holy Ghost, and he convicts you. He wants to get you out of that darkness and get you into the marvelous light. You see, and as we read the book tonight, he says, look in verse number 8, "Again, a new commandment I write unto you, which thing is true in him and in you, because the darkness is past." He said our darkness is in the past. Tonight, if you got something in your past, leave it there. Amen? Hey, tonight, don't bring up the things in the past. Don't bring up the things that you used to do. Don't bring up the things that used to be there. Leave that darkness in your past. You're no longer there, but you're walking in the marvelous light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I want to show you three things tonight, and we're going to get from darkness to light. And I don't want to spend a lot of time on darkness because I like the light. Amen? Hey, I like the light. I'm the happy pastor over here. I don't like darkness. I like light. I like to be happy. I like to be full of joy. You know what the psalmist said in Psalm 51? David said, "Created me a clean heart, O God." But then he also said this, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." You know when David, he sinned, and he sinned with Bathsheba, and you know the affair that he had there, and you know what I'm talking about. When he got to that place and he had committed murder and all these things had happened, he didn't ask God to save him again. He said, "Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation." Friends, tonight, when we get to that place in our life, if you've lost a joy or I've lost a joy tonight, that's what Satan wants. He wants us in darkness and not walking in the light. And tonight, number one, as we turn there in Isaiah chapter number 5 and verse number 20, I want you to look at this, that the darkness, it produces things. And number one tonight, darkness produces confusion in a person's life. When you get in the darkness tonight, Isaiah chapter number 5 and verse number 20, you know what it produces? It produces something. It produces this right here. It produces a confusion in a person's life. Isaiah tonight, if you will, chapter number 5 and verse number 20. The hardest thing that I've had to do in a long time is right here reading this book without glasses. I want you to know, man, it's a chore tonight, but we're going to get through it. Amen? Hey, I won't forget them next time. Look what the Bible says. And we're talking about getting out of darkness into the marvelous light. And this is the world that we live in right here. I'm talking about darkness tonight. And this is where the United States of America, the world we live in, this is where we're at as a nation tonight. And he says tonight that get out of the darkness and into the light, because darkness, it produces confusion in a person's life. Isaiah, look at this in 5:20. He says, woe unto them that call evil good. He says tonight, there's some that call evil good. They say evil works and evil doing, it's good. Friends, tonight, evil's evil, amen? There's nothing good in evil. Look what he says, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil. Friends, tonight, you know, you and I know that tonight, that anything that is evil is not of God. It's not of God. Look what he says, and that put darkness for light. Look what he says, and light for darkness, that put bitter for sweet and sweet for bitter. He said that is not the way it is. And tonight, when you come out of that darkness, there may have been things when I was in the darkness and I was lost, I thought was right. But now that I'm walking in the marvelous light, I don't want to get caught up in that confusion that the world's bringing and that Satan's bringing to this world. Friends, tonight, evil will always be evil and good will always be good. Bitter will always be bitter and sweet will always be sweet. Tonight, I don't know about you, I don't want to get bitter. I want to get better. Amen. I want to be better in what God's called me to do. There's been a major change, John said in the book. There's been a change in your life. There's been a change in my life. And number one tonight, darkness, it produces confusion in somebody's life. You don't believe me? That shooting out there in Texas, you know what that's caused? It's caused confusion. Why is it happening? What's going on? What's on this corner? What's on that corner? There's confusion, my friends, when evil steps in. But I see something else in the book tonight. Not only does it produce confusion, but darkness produces coldness in a person's life. You know, you get in the wintertime, as long as the sun's shining, you can stay out there and it's pretty comfortable. But you let darkness come and you let nighttime come and it feels like it's done got a whole lot colder. In the world we live in, I'm going to say this tonight, darkness is here and it's all around us. But I thank God tonight that there's still a light in this world and His name is Jesus Christ. There's still light in the world that we live in. I see tonight that darkness, it produces confusion. That darkness produces coldness. But that darkness tonight produces crookedness in a person's life. Somebody that's living in darkness, they're crooked. You ever heard somebody say, you watch him, he's crooked. Don't you have no dealings with him. Don't you trade with him. Don't you get with him, he's crooked. You know what tonight? Darkness produces crookedness. If you know somebody's crooked, there's darkness in their life. Let me show you this. Philippians chapter number 2, if you will, in verse number 15. We're talking about getting out of the darkness into the marvelous light of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He said, come out of that darkness into the light. Philippians chapter number 2 and verse number 15 tonight, we see what the Bible says. We come out of the dark into the light. I don't know about you, but I don't like being in the dark. I like to be in the light. One of the most major changes in my life is I come out of that dark world into the marvelous light of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Man, I'll never forget that day when I come out of that darkness into the light. Things I thought used to be right, I thought I was raised up a certain way, I thought things was this way, but when I got reading the book, I come out of the darkness into the light. Now what he says tonight in Philippians chapter number 2, in verse number 15, he says, that ye may be blameless and harmless. That's what we are. As a Christian tonight, when you come out of that darkness into the light, you become blameless and harmless. When you come in this place, there will not be no blame on you, and there will not be no blame on me. When you come in here tonight, and I come in here tonight, I ought not harm you, and you ought not harm me. Amen? At the house of God, there ought to be no harm in here. It ought to be a place of peace and a place of rest. Look what he says, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. He said that darkness tonight is perverse and it's crooked tonight. Look what he says. Among whom ye shine as lights in the world. So tonight he says in 1 John chapter number 2 and verse number 8, he says we come out of the darkness which was in our past. In our past we had confusion. In our past we had coldness. In our past we had crookedness. But now we're not in that darkness. We've come into the marvelous light. He said here is that major change. You're no longer in darkness, but you've come to light. You've come out of that darkness. You're into light tonight. And the light of our Lord and Savior shines in your heart. And I want to show you tonight when that light shines on a person, what it does in a person's life. Number one tonight, I want you to get this as we look through the Bible and we got to do some flipping to see the difference in darkness and light. I want to ask you tonight, are you still living in darkness or are you living in the light? The light will do things in your life. It'll show you where you're wrong. It'll show you where you err. And it'll show you what you need to do to make it right. Look what he says tonight. If you'll turn with me, you're in 1 John already. Just flip over a few pages back or to 1 Peter chapter number 2 and verse number 9. Number one tonight, that light, it calls a person out. The light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, it calls a person out. That light, it calls a person out. Number one, he said, come out of the darkness into the light. You can't come into the light unless you've been called out of that darkness. When Jesus Christ, when the Holy Ghost convicts your heart, he convicts you, he wants you out of that darkness, and he wants you into the marvelous light. Tonight, when you come into the light, you've got to flee darkness. 1 Peter 2, 9, look what he says. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, and a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of him who hath called you out of darkness. He said, I've called you out of that darkness. I don't want you to live there no more. I've called you out of darkness into what? Into his marvelous light. He's called you out of that darkness into his marvelous light. Let me give you this. Not only does he call it, that light calls a person out, but in Colossians, if you'll turn there, chapter number 1 and verse number 13, that light, it corrects a person. Not only does it call them out, but it corrects a person. Look what he says in Colossians chapter number 1 and verse number 13. It calls a person out. Not only does it call them, but it corrects them. Colossians chapter number 1 and verse number 13, I want to show you this. He says, Colossians 1, 13, who had delivered us from the power of darkness. He said, what did? That light, it delivered us from the power of darkness. It got you out of darkness. It got me out of darkness. What a major change in our life. No longer do we live in darkness, but we live in that marvelous light. Man, that just does something for me. I don't know about you. But it does something for me to know that I'm no longer in that darkness, but I'm in the marvelous light. And you hear people all the time talk about how dark this world is and how things are going on. But you know what tonight? There's a lot of good still in the world that we live in. There is a lot of light still being shown. Look what he says in verse 13 of Colossians chapter number 1. Who had delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. And who's his son? He is the light. He is the light. I see something else. Not only the light calls, knowing the light corrects, but the light creates a person's walk in his life. You know, you can't walk and I can't walk the Christian life without the light of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That light is what it does. He said it's a lamp under our feet and a light under our path. You know what a lamp does? A lamp don't shine down yonder. It shines right here. A lamp gets right there where you're at, and it shows you right where you're at. He said, well, is it to get me right? No. He said, it's a lamp under my feet, but a light under my path. What does that? The word, it gets out there. It gets us out of darkness, and it leads us into light. He says tonight in Ephesians chapter number 5 and verse number 8, the light that I'm talking about tonight, not only does it call a person, not only corrects a person, but it creates a person's walk. That light does. It gives you the way to walk. Ephesians 5, 8, for you were sometimes darkness. Every one of us in here tonight, there's a time you walk in darkness, there's a time I walk in darkness. But there was a major change when I come out of the darkness into the light. Look what he says. But for you were sometimes darkness, but now are ye light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. We must walk as children of light. You say, preacher, is light that big a deal? In Psalms 35, it says, weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh in the morning light. What are you talking about? Weeping may endure for a night. Have you ever been at nighttime and during the day you was fine? It got dark, it got nighttime. Man, I'm talking about this depression. These things come on you at nighttime. Daytime, you're pretty good. Nighttime, it gets bad. I'll never forget my mom and when my dad passed. I'll never forget this as long as I live. She said, I'll make it good during the day. Have you ever heard somebody say that? They lose a loved one. They lose. I make it pretty good during the day, but when everybody's gone and nobody's around and there's nobody there, at night times when it really gets on me and I really have a bad time, and there's been times I've called my mom at night and she'd be weeping, but I'd call her every morning. Weeping may endure for the night, but joy cometh. When does the joy come? In the morning light. When that sun comes up, that new day dawns. It's a newness in our life. He says, I bought you and I brought you out of that. That's a major change. No longer in darkness, but now you're in light. The story's told about this man. He was walking down a dark alley, and there's this another man, Warren Wiersbe, said he seen him coming down that alley, and he seen a man. He had a cane, and he was blind, and the man was blind, and everywhere he went, he was trying to get his way, but he had a light, a little old beam light, and he couldn't understand why somebody was blind would have a little flashlight with him. And they asked him, he said, sir, if you're blind, why do you have a light? He said, so other people can see the way. Friends, tonight, what I'm trying to say is we must not be a stumbling block, but we must be a stepping stone. We're no longer in the darkness, but we're in the light. Amen? No longer in the darkness, but we're in the light. Let me show you this, and here's where I really want to get to. We've come out of darkness, and we've come into light. And here's where we're at in the text. Number one major change, you're no longer in darkness, but you're in light. You ain't in darkness no more, you're in the light. A saved man that has experienced the light cannot live in darkness. He'll not enjoy it, he'll not have fun. But number two, the second major change that's in a person's life, they come out of darkness, and they come into light. You say, okay, what's the next change? He says here, he says that if you say that you hate your brother, you're still in darkness. So number one, the first thing is he said you've come from darkness into light. But the second thing I'm going to look at, you've come from hatred to love. You've come from hatred to love. I want you to think about that tonight. You can make people do anything. You can make them do anything you want them to do. You can. You can hold something over their head. You can make them obey you. You can make them honor you. You can make them reverence you. You can make them go where you say go. You can make them do what you say do. You can lock them up for a period of time. You can do anything you want to do to somebody and make them do that but one thing, and that's love you. Tonight, you can't make nobody love you. You can't buy it. You can't steal it. You can't rob it. You can't do love is in that person. It's either in them or it's not. Tonight, I want to show you this in the book as we look in 1 John tonight, chapter number 2. I want to show you this. Look what he says. He says this, he that saith he is in the light, in verse number 9, and hateth his brother. Now, I want you to get this. He said he hated his brother is in darkness even until now. He says if you say that you're in the light, but you hate your brother, you're still in darkness. For he that loveth his brother abideth in the light, and there is none occasion of stumbling in him. In verse number 11, but he that hateth his brother is in darkness, and walketh in darkness, and knoweth not whether he goeth, because that darkness has blinded him. I'll share this with you. We come from hatred to love. The key word here, though, that I want you to get a hold of tonight is this, brother. Brother. He's not talking about the world. He's talking about brother. The major thing wrong with most churches is they can't get along amongst themselves. John says here, here's the major problem. If you don't know what's wrong with a church, here it is. He said that if you sat in there with them every Sunday, Sunday in, Sunday out, and you sit in that place and there and you hate one another, that is not of God. And he says tonight that you, when you got saved, you went from hatred unto love. And he says tonight here, he said, if you say that you hate your brother, you're not in the light. I want to show you this. The key word here is brother, not to hate the brethren. Hatred will blind a person. That's what he says. That hatred will have you blinded, thinking that you're a child of God when you're not. He said that if you hate that brother, the light of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is not in you. Do you know how many churches that go in every Sunday and the right side won't speak to the left side and the left side won't speak to the right side? When they go out for lunch and they go out for dinner, they won't even speak when they see one another. Tonight he says that we must have love one for another. Look what he says. Hey, the key word's brethren. All right? But I want you to get this. He said hatred will blind a person, but hatred will also bind a person. Have you ever had an alt with somebody? Don't answer that. Have you ever had an alt with somebody? When you have an alt with a person, If you have an ought with a brother or you have an ought with a person, they go to bed with you every night. When you lay down in your bed to go to sleep, they're laying right beside you. Physically, they're not there. Mentally, they're on your... I may be the only one talking here tonight. I may be the only one. I don't know. If I am, hey, just take it with a grain of salt and go on with it. When you have an ought with somebody, I don't care who it is. When you have an ought with somebody, when you lay down at night, they lay down with you. When you get up the next morning, they get up with you. Even though they're not at your house, even though they're not with you, they're nowhere around you, they're not nowhere around you, but you got an ought with them. When you go to bed, they're with you. When you get up, they're with you. When you go to work, they're with you. When you go to lunch, they're with you. When you come home, they're with you. When you watch Wheel of Fortune, they're with you. Everywhere you go, they're with you. You say, preacher, how will I ever get over that? How do I get over that that's inside of me? I've been hanging on to this for 20 years. I've been hanging on to this for 10 years. I've been hanging on to this for 5 years. And when I hear that person's name, I have an ought with them. You know how you know you got an ought with somebody? When you hear their name and it bothers you. When it gets deep down in your core, when it gets deep down, there's been no forgiveness there for the hatred that you have or the ought that you have with that person. And until you get to that place in your life and you say, Lord God, whatever's going on between me and that individual, I forgive him and I ask you to cleanse me from that, wash me from that, get that off of me, you will lay down with that person every single day of your life. And he says tonight, he said, when you get to that place in your life and that bind is on you, friends, tonight it will blind you, but it'll put a bind on your life. You say, preacher, how do you know that? I've been there and I know it. When I got saved, nobody told me that. As I walked the Christian life, there's people in my past that I had aughts with, and I kept that on me, and it eat me night, and it eat me during the day, it eat me when I'd go to work, it eat me when I got up. But I realized when I read the Word of God that I can't have hatred toward nobody. Amen? I must love everybody. How do I get over that? I can't love everybody. I can't get along with everybody. You can't. You may not be able to, but you sure can do this. You can ask God to forgive you for what's going on in your heart. Maybe it's be me tonight, but I was going to lay it out there. He said, if you got hatred tonight against a brother, and you say tonight, preacher, but he's not my brother. We're supposed to love everybody. The Bible says this, by this shall all men know you're my disciples if you have love one for another. I'll ask you a question tonight. You've come out of the dark into the light. You're walking in the light, and you're trying to do the best you can. But when you see a brother or you see an individual, and that thought comes in your mind, you need to ask God, I need to ask God, Lord God, that individual right there, I ask you, whatever's going on in my heart, whatever all I got against him, I'm asking you right now to remove that out of my life that I may have fellowship with you. You may not never had that in your life, but I've had it in my life. I've been hurt. Can I get a witness? I've been hurt. I've been stepped on. I've been, as the old saying goes, I told another night of broken lies, I've been bitten. And I want you to know, until you get to that place, you lay it at the altar and you say, Lord God, that ought, but that, hey, it don't matter. I am through with this. I'm putting it on the blood of Jesus. And when you do that, I promise you tonight, whatever that is in your life, he will take that and he will remove that from you tonight. And that's the truth tonight. So here's the thing. You say, preacher, I've come from the darkness into the light. Now I'm coming from hatred to love. And I'm telling you tonight, people will have a grip on your life and they don't even know they got a grip on it. People will. Why, preacher? I don't know why. All I know is it'll get down deep. And until you get it under the blood, boy, it'll be a mess in your life. But I want to show you this tonight. He says this. He said, for this, by this, all men will know you're my disciples if you have love one for another. And he said, brethren. But I want to give you this tonight. When we come in here in unity, I've never had a problem in this place with a brother. Not with a brother. I'm telling y'all as a pastor tonight, I have never, ever, I've been here almost 10 years, and I've never had a problem with a brother. I've never had a problem, and this is being live on, anybody listen to this, and this is honest God truth, I've never had a problem with a sister. I've never had a problem with a brother. I've never had a problem with a sister. I've had some disagreements. I've had some differences. We ain't supposed to see eye to eye. We're not cookie cutters. You're not me. I'm not you. We got differences. We like different things. We know different things. They're different things. But we've all got along. We get along in one accord. And you say, what's the key word? The key word's brethren tonight. If you're my brother, we can work it out. If you're my sister, we can work it out. Because the Bible tells us to. But tonight you say, what do we do when we get to that place? You make sure they're your brother and you make sure they're your sister. John says tonight, he wrote to the brethren, you must get along. I must get along with my brothers and sisters in Christ. Let me show you this tonight, what I'm talking about. And I want to be very careful right here. I don't want to lose nobody when we get to this part here. He says, but there's a fine line. A fine line. And who's a brother and who's a sister. Fine line. When he wrote the word brethren, he put a fine line out there. When you go out in the world and you see somebody that don't go to church with you and unaffiliated, do you call them brother so-and-so? Not until I know they're born again, washing the blood of Jesus Christ, then they're my brother, then they're my sister. I don't use that word loosely. John didn't use that word loosely. He used it very seriously tonight. And tonight, if you know somebody's your brother, tonight you must and I must be able to get along with them. Amen? Why? Because there's been a major change in my life. Look what he says tonight. He said, but there is a warning in the Word of God about that fine line with a brother. Turn with me, if you will, to 1 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 11. I want to show you this. 1 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 11. And we're going to have to get to rolling. 1 Corinthians chapter number 5 and verse number 11. Everybody there? If you're there, say amen. Amen. All right, 1 Corinthians 5:11. Now here's a brother. We're talking about a brother. He says, but now I have written unto you, Paul saying, but now I have written unto you not to keep company. I'm telling you, don't mingle with them, is what he's saying. He said, don't you mingle with them. There's been a major change in your life. You're out of the darkness, you're in the light. You ain't hating, you're loving. He says, but now I have written unto you not to keep company if any man that is called a brother. You see this? Look here. He said, if he's a brother, but yet he's a fornicator, or covetous, or an idolater, or a railer, or a drunkard, or an extortioner, which such as one know not to eat. He said, now if this brother says he's a brother and he's doing these things, don't keep company with him. Because it won't be long, you're going to be walking in darkness. It ain't going to be long, your love's going to be drained and you're going to have a little hatred in your heart. He said, I'm warning you tonight, not everybody that says they're brethren are brethren. And not everybody says, he says, but the true brethren, you ought to be able to get along with the true brethren and the true sisterhood. Let me show you another text. 1 John chapter number 4 and verse number 1 tonight. He said there is a fine line tonight. 1 John chapter number 4, verse number 1, this is what he says. He uses the first word here. He says, you be careful in the company that you keep. 1 John 4, 1, here's what he said. He said, beloved, who is that? That's the brethren. Beloved, believe not every spirit. Don't you believe everything that walks in front of you. Don't you believe everybody that pats you on the back and say, man, I tell you what, I love you. You ever had somebody pat you on this side and stab you on that side? I'm just telling y'all, I just got to tell you the truth now by the text. He says, beloved, don't you believe every spirit, but you try that spirit. Well, I ain't supposed to judge. This doesn't say judge. It said try it. He said, try the spirit whether they are of God. Because many false prophets are gone out into the world. There's people out there wanting to deceive you, and they're wanting to deceive me. And tonight he said, if you want to know if they be of God or not, you try that spirit. If they're in darkness, they're not of God. He said, we walk in the light. He said, if they got hatred in the heart, they're not of God. They ought to have love in their heart. Turn with me, if you will, to 2 John. Just flip right on over. I want to show you this. Here's what he says in 2 John chapter number 10. If there come any unto you, he said, look here, brothers. If there come any unto you and bring not this doctrine, receive him not into your house, neither bid him Godspeed. For he that biddeth him Godspeed is a partaker of his evil deeds. He says tonight that we must especially tonight walk in love as he is in our hearts tonight. You say, preacher, what are you talking about tonight? I want to share this last thought with you before the kids come in. Tonight, love has proof. It has proof in your life tonight. Tonight, if you're my brother and you're my sister and I'm your brother tonight, I must love you. I must walk in the light as he is in the light, and I must have that love in my life. So how do you get that, preacher? You get that when you get saved. It's a major change that takes place in your life. You know what? Somebody loves you. You know what they'll do? I've learned this in my life. 42 years old, and I've learned this easy. It's not the hard way, easy way. Somebody loves you, they'll tell you the truth. If you got somebody in your life, no matter what you say or what you do, they pat you on the back, and it's always good. That, if you ever had a friend that's never told you, no, I don't think that's right, they're probably not a friend. True. If you ever had somebody that no matter what you say, they agree with you, you might want to check up and make sure. Because I've learned something in my life. Everybody that loves me don't always agree with me. I've got 10 deacons here at this church, not counting the other ordained men in here. We don't always agree. There's one thing we do when we come out of that deacon's meeting. There's a big sign that says Jesus on the wall. We all love the same person. His name's Jesus. I tell you this, what I'm trying to tell you. He said, be careful. My mama, I'm telling you, we don't always see eye to eye because she loves me. My wife, we don't always, because she loves me. Me and my daughter don't always see eye to eye because I love her. So you make sure tonight that there's proof in your life that there's been a major change. Number two, love builds a bridge. Love builds a bridge. I watched that Naomi, is it Naomi that passed? Judd? Is that who it was? It was the mama. I watched that the other day, her whole funeral. And they got down to the end, and they started singing, Love Can Build a Bridge. And I got thinking about that. 1 Corinthians chapter number 13 and verse number 3, the Bible says, And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, though I give all I can to the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity or love, it profiteth me nothing. Though I have all this and I have not love, it profiteth me nothing. In my Christian life, I've learned two things. And as I read this, there's been a major change. But I see both of them changes in my life. No longer am I in darkness, not because of me, but because of the blood of Jesus Christ. No longer I'm in darkness, but I'm in the light. I'm not in darkness no more. I'm in the light. And I no longer have hatred in my heart. I have love. I have love in my heart. I look around this room tonight, you have love in your heart. You're not walking in darkness. You're walking in the light. People can see that in your life. As we went over to Una to the dedication there Sunday evening, when we walked into that place, there was love in there just like love here. Tonight, I want you to know this, tonight, if you're a child of God, there will be a major change in your life. It may not, when I first got saved, that major change wasn't there, but as time, reading the Word, studying the Word, learning the Word, I've understood. There's been people in my life, and I told you, brethren, and I've told you that people will lay down with you at night, man, there'll be sometime 3 or 4 years you'll carry somebody with you everywhere you go. Everywhere you go, you'll carry them with you. And it took me forever to get to that place to lay them down at the feet of Jesus. They're not my problem. They're not my burden. Tonight, when you get to that place in your life and you say, I'm going to love that person no matter what they've done to me, you'll be free. And who the Son sets free is free indeed. Now you say, preacher, what do you do with them folks? He said, don't keep company with them. Can I get a witness? There's some people I can't keep company with. I know this is recorded, put it on. There's some people I can't keep company with. I just can't. The best of me don't come out, and the best of them don't come out. We just can't keep company together. I love them. Help them any way I can. But I just can't keep company with them. Tonight, if you got somebody in your life like that, you remember tonight there's been a major change in your life, and you will get over that. You will overcome that. And John said, especially with the brethren, especially with the brethren. Tonight that love of Jesus Christ lives in my life and he lives in your life too. And I thank God tonight that there's been a major change. I hate to know I got saved and there's no change. If I got and there was no change, man, that would be bad. I listened to a sermon this morning by Adrian Rogers and it was on backsliding. And he said, if you're not closer to the Lord today, if you're not where you need to be with the Lord today, if you went backwards, that's backsliding. hatred in your heart. He said, that's back. And he got into that backsliding. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to slide back. I want to go forward. And I know this tonight, man. And I'll be the first to say, there's been times in my life, boy, y'all know what I'm talking about. If somebody wrong you, it won't be long. Hatred will start building up. That thing will start brewing a little bit. Why? Because that old sinful nature is still there. You've been washing the blood of Jesus Christ, but you're still living in the flesh. You're a living sacrifice. I am too. Hey, woo, glory. So I got to keep that thing under, I got to keep it suppressed and say, hey, I got to love because he loved me. Tonight, my question is this. Has there been a major change in your life? Let us pray. Father, I love you and I thank you for this night. Thank you for this group of believers.